Remember Who the Fuck You Are, a book written by Candace Love. Introduction. As spiritual beings having a human experience, evolution is our birthright. For most humans, before a person was even born, they were experiencing trauma, a collection of emotional data and energy that would later shape the rest of their lives, thoughts, experiences, opportunities, decision-making, emotional capabilities, and psychological capacity. Most humans use a great portion of their time searching for fleeting emotions like happiness, joy, peace, motivation, etc., not realizing this is a coping mechanism to avoid uncomfortable emotions or memories. An attempt to not feel heaviness and an unconscious method of forcing happiness into place without actually learning why it's such a rare emotion. Trauma isn't any particular situation that has happened to a person. I describe it as an emotion that is so overwhelming to the body and brain that they work together to find ways to help the human cope and stay alive if that person doesn't have the proper tools to immediately process that stressor, which the average person doesn't. Trauma can be experienced at any age. However, trauma during childhood is typically the essence of who a person is. Why they self-sabotage, are angry, search for love, think, do, feel, and believe anything. Childhood trauma is what's encoded in a person's subconscious mind as an unconscious program and a map of who a person is and why. If a person truly wants to evolve, they must journey back to their childhood. Trauma is also passed down generationally through the womb and during the birthing process. This means newborns are already encoded with the trauma passed down from their parents and perceptions of their environment. This matters because the child evolves into an adult and spends the rest of their lives attempting to dissect why they feel angry, sad, depressed, burdensome, unwanted, and unworthy. Most of these emotions aren't even theirs to carry. They are their parents' emotions that were handed down to the child. The average person doesn't know that much of what they feel emotionally was inherited. This is why it's so important to answer the call to our healing journeys. We don't get to a place of peace until we give back what isn't ours to carry, until we heal the wounds that are ours to nurture and find the peace within. In this book, I share my personal journey and was able to heal my own trauma, transmuting it into the wisdom of my soul. I give detailed life experiences and share those lessons. What I've realized is people don't need another self-help book to read one day and forget the next. People need a book they can relate to, see themselves in, and a book that reminds a person that they are not alone. I wrote this book to give the reader an opportunity to feel seen, heard, and acknowledged because at the core, we are all the same. We want to be loved, and none of us want to feel alone. I wrote this book as a reminder we are going through the exact same things, just in different ways. This book is also a reminder to the reader to take your power back every single chance you get. As motivational as I may come off in some of these chapters, there will also be chapters where I must put on my big sister hat and keep it real with you. Sometimes we know exactly what we need to do and what we can do better. We just need some fire under our butts to remind us to stop playing and get to it.